This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jimmy Vilkind reports in Politico that Governor Andrew Cuomo distanced himself from former SUNY Polytech Institute President Elaine Calleiros after his conviction in a bid-rigging case July 12th. Quote, "This was under the state university system. There's a separate board called the SUNY Board. This was a subsidiary of the SUNY Board, so SUNY was primarily responsible for supervising those entities," unquote, Cuomo told reporters on July 13th. Quote, "Before you get to me, there's 57 levels, right?" unquote. Previously, Cuomo was quoted calling Calleiros a, quote, "genius," unquote. Mark Molinaro, the Republican running against Cuomo in November, tried to tie the latest Albany corruption case with previous convictions. Quote, "Andrew Cuomo's economic developments are Elaine Calleiros today joined Joe Percurco and Todd Howe guilty on all counts by a jury of peers. While these men stood trial, make no question what was really found guilty was the reckless pay-to-play incompetence of Andrew Cuomo's administration," unquote. See the full story at Politico. Chris McKenna reports that the House Republican Super Political Action Committee has reserved $1 million in television and internet advertising for this fall for Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook. The Congressional Leadership Fund has said it has bought airtime for 10 candidates nationally, including Faso. His opponent, Democrat Antonio Delgado, raised more than Faso in the second two quarters of 2017, as did another Democrat, Pat Ryan. As of March 31st, Delgado had more money overall than Faso. The fundraising reports for the second quarter of 2018 will be announced this week. Read the full story at The Fray. Dan Notsowitz at Modern Farmer reports how farmers markets will no longer take funds from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, once called food stamps, as of July 31st due to a government oversight. The Department of Agriculture has hired a new computer service that does not work with the funds. Governor Andrew Cuomo fired off a letter to Sonny Perdue, who heads the Department of Agriculture. Quote, "Your office sent us notice yesterday that Novadia Group, the only USDA-authorized contractor of cellular-based redemption system app for smartphones, would be closing in 20 days, right in the middle of the busy farmers market season. A brand new company, which does not provide smartphone capabilities like Novadia Group, has apparently been awarded the USDA contract. This will result in the loss of hundreds of thousands of fresh food transactions for SNAP recipients. As a result, both farmers and SNAP beneficiaries will suffer," unquote. Read the full story at Modern Farmer. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener supported, Creative Community Radio.